will go to the news cubicle with Nuz Nurnank in a second. Now at 5:53, here's the beauteous Sherry. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Don and Mike. This traffic report is brought to you by Cortisone 10, a broken-down vehicle towing a camper right now, northbound on 95. I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
Using the Comedy Zamboni to clean the ice arena of life. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi. There's the Don't Tap and Touch Tones. It's burning out of your radio right now. You know, we're going to King's Dominion on Monday. I take that back. Rob and Scott are going to King's Dominion on Monday.
And they're
going
to have a good time.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. And we're going to make a love connection right now before we go to Nuz Nurnank. Hello.
Speak to us.
For I have just... fired off the touch tones.
Oh, there was fear in those shaking hands as that phone hit the cradle.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, this is Steve.
Yes, hi, Steve. You want to go on the trip?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are you married or...
Whoa. My dogs are spazzing, man. Give me a second.
You're what? What?
They said the dogs are spazzing.
Whoa. Back up, dog.
Back up, dog.
Don and Mike.
Hello, yeah, this is Don and Mike.
Guys.
Yes.
I've been talking to my wife. I won.
What is going on with you?
Are you listening to the radio or the telephone?
I'm listening to you, but I oh, cool.
Listen to the phone and not the radio.
Yeah, the radio's in with the dogs. I'm
okay.
Cool.
All right. Okay. Now,
I've been wanting this for a while.
You've been wanting what for a while?
To be able to go on one of these party buses.
There you go.
Okay. That's right. Oh, well, you've won, sir.
God bless you.
No, God bless you. And God bless your spazzy dogs.
Oh, well.
What's your first name?
Steven.
And your wife's first name?
Jill.
And the celebrities that you two kids most resemble?
I am a 6 foot tall Italian Lancito. My wife?
I like that.
My wife? Okay, we've got a little bit of a parody here.
Yeah.
Sorry, Don. She looks like the beginning of, what is it,
this guy is like a
Delta Burke.
This guy's all over the place, isn't he?
I'm tripping.
What do you mean hold on, let me just stop. You said, Don, we have a bit of a parody here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because my wife told me, see, I moved up here about 3 years ago.
Oh, now he's going to give us more information.
Turn the music off. Let this guy have the full stage.
All right,
okay.
Now here's your story, and take your time. Take a deep breath and give us your story.
And apparently, Don has a dislike for Delta Burke. Is this true?
Why? Just because she's a big fat pig? No, not at all.
Well, my wife facially resembles her. Okay, she looks like Delta Burke at the beginning of the series that she had.
First and ten?
Women.
Menstruating women?
Designing women, okay.
Now, the parody that I have is, her sister says she looks like a white Oprah Winfrey.
Why is that a parody?
I can't see the similarity between the two. A white Oprah
Winfrey. A parody is when you're making fun of something. You're spoofing something, right?
Okay. Misusing the word.
That's why I'm going to school.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, all right. Yeah, I thought it was a very lovely story.
All right.
Tell it so well.
Another fun couple for Rob's. With Rob's. And I apologize for talking all over that, but he's shaking me up. Sorry.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You and your wife, Delta, will be going on this trip with Robe Spiewak. Monday at King's Dominion. And listen, I got nothing against Delta Burke. As a matter of fact, you should see the Who's the Boss episode where Delta Burke is on.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like a thin, lean Delta Burke.
She was also on that show First and 10 on HBO, and she was...
pretty good there, too. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Well, good afternoon.
Then she just let herself go.
Yeah, completely.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Steve.
Steve, you married or single?
Well, I'm married.
Want to go on the bus for married people?
Well, sure. Sounds great.
Don't let me twist your arm here, Steve.
I just realized I'm live on the air.
Yeah, duh.
Man.
The 10-second dime delay game.
Okay. You're in. Boy, I'm really sorry. I'm not going to be on these buses.
Yeah. I'm not hearing bad, right? These are all people that are just like putting words in the wrong place.
These are people who normally would not call the show. Now correct me if I'm wrong. People who would not call the show who are getting tripped up by the 10-second delay.
Right. And they're excited and they're nervous.
All of those things true?
You bet.
Okay. What's your name?
Looking forward to seeing you down here in Wichita.
What's your name? You're calling for...
Are you from Wichita?
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Do you know where King's Dominion is?
The King's Dominion?
It's in Richmond, Virginia.
No way.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
Way.
Way.
Well, you see, life here in Kansas, you know.
Bus will be by tonight to pick you up.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. Do you know, have you heard us talk about this trip that we're giving away to the amusement park in Virginia?
Yes.
That's why we're taking calls now.
Well, awesome, awesome.
See, we've told all our listeners along the network to relax and enjoy listening to the competition, but if you're outside of the metro area here in Washington for this particular game, you won't be able to win because it's just too far.
And there's no way it's too far in this country.
Okay, let me try to explain it to you one more time. You live in Wichita.
Yes.
The buses leave suburban Virginia.
Uh-huh.
Monday morning at 9 o'clock, and they drive 3 hours away to the capital of Virginia, where there's an amusement park called King's Dominion.
Yeah.
So, if you live in Wichita, Kansas, it would be kind of tough for you to make the trip.
You see, because we're not providing you with airfare to get to King's Dominion. It's just a...
It's a bus.
It's a bus trip.
It's just a bus trip.
Now do you understand?
I see.
Unless you were planning on taking a flight from Wichita to Washington, then taking the buses down to King's Dominion, and then coming back in the evening and perhaps staying overnight at a high hotel at your own expense.
And then taking another flight back to Wichita.
Taking another flight on Tuesday back to Wichita. Other than that, we wouldn't be able to help you out.
That's this next Monday.
Yes, it's this coming Monday. Like you're thinking about it?
Mulling it over.
On.
Are you interested?
I was just figuring I could probably hop a ride with you if it was the Monday after you were here this next Friday.
Yeah. Could you move the trip? We're flying, sir. We're not driving in a big trailer.
Convenience everybody, wouldn't you agree?
We're not Lucy and Ricky and Fred and Ethel going to California. We fly when we go somewhere. We don't drive in a truck.
You think we're going by covered wagon?
No, I think flying is the way to go.
There you go.
You guys are flying value jet, aren't you?
And now that's great. And that, oh god, ladies and gentlemen, the dumbest man in America, right here.
I don't want to go that far. But I'll just say the dumbest call we've had today.
Absolutely.
I don't know how he strikes up against the other dumb callers we've had, but today you're the winner, sir.
Thank you.
Okay.
We strive to do the best.
Now, all right. Now, do you understand everything? Have we made everything clear to you?
Yes.
All right. Now, explain to me why you can't win this contest.
Because you're going to be here on Friday.
No.
Wrong.
Wrong. Wrong answer.
That's right. That's because it's going to leave in Washington, and I live in Kansas.
There you go. Very nice.
Bravo.
Very nice. Okay.
Hey, it's been great talking to you guys.
Oh, it has been. It's been a slice talking to you.
You bet.
Bye now.
Have a great one.
Bye.
Have a great one, too.
It's been a slice of freaking paradise.
And a Rush Limbaugh in the bathtub with Sleestak.
Oh, there's Sleestaks again.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi, would you like to go on the bus trip to King's Dominion?
Yes, please.
Are you married or single?
I'm single.
You're single.
Where are you from, Sacramento?
No. I'm not.
Nah, she's from here, Mike. She's normal.
Okay.
Aren't you normal?
I try to be.
What's your name, sweetie?
Elena? Yes.
Where do you live?
Salisbury.
How old are you?
24.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
A muscular Mary Stuart Masterson.
Oh,
you sound like you have a little kid's voice to me.
I'm sorry.
This wouldn't be a little kid playing a game, would it?
I'm a little kid. I'm 24 years old.
What size bra do you wear?
Say again?
What size bra do you wear?
Oh, what size? 36C.
36C?
Still sounds to me like it's a little kid. Tell me about your first period.
Oh, God.
It was really bloody.
Well, now, I think this is a woman.
I was 14 and it was really bloody.
Oh, my.
Well.
You asked.
What other question can I ask?
Do you want a question to make sure that she's her age?
Yeah, she's a real woman.
This is a real grown-up. This is a grown-up woman.
You're sure?
Positive.
Because it sounds to me like a 10-year-old boy.
No, you're a woman, right?
Yes, I am. Very much so.
And you're employed, right?
Yes, I am.
Well, what do you do?
I'm a plumber.
You're a plumber?
Yes, I am.
We're hitting on all eight today. She's a plumber.
A muscular. Muscular plumber.
Muscular.
Are you a bodybuilder?
No, I just work real hard.
Work out, huh?
All right, so you're really a woman.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, okay, now that's the first sign that I've had that perhaps you are a woman. Okay.
This is a woman.
All right. God. Then let's open up the telephone lines and we'll find your date right now.
Okay.
That was a quick answer to that period question, though.
Call 100.
Oh, you want to know the truth? I'll tell you the truth.
All right. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take call 100 right now, and if you're a guy, we'll hook you up with the plumber who had her first period when she was 14. Adreno would have come in handy.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. Hold on, please. Hold on. Hold on, everybody.
Yeah, you know, you go. It's live, and you go to those phones, and you never know what's going to happen.
It's 3 after 6 on the east and 3 after 3 out west. In between, as always, please check your watch. And now here is Nuz Nurnank. Hello, Nuz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Well, all of a sudden, Bob Dole's gaining in his race with President Clinton. A new poll for Time Magazine and CNN gives Clinton just a 6-point lead over the Republican challenger. A month ago, the margin in that poll was 22 points. Another poll, out recently from Lou Harris, gives Clinton an 18-point lead. The FBI says it'll keep a tighter rein on confidential background files from now on. FBI Director Louis Freeh says the Clinton White House went overboard when it gathered material on hundreds of people, including prominent Republicans. The White House has admitted this was a bad thing, and it's apologized for it. Bob Dole says that's not good enough.
It's not enough, Mr. President, to give us an apology. We need an investigation. We need to find out the truth, what really happened.
Bob Dole was in tobacco country yesterday, Louisville, Kentucky, when he said what he said about cigarette smoking. Today, Dole's taking a lot of heat for what he said. What he said was that he questions the addictive property of cigarettes. Former Surgeon General C. Everett Koop called nicotine as addictive as heroin. And California Democratic Congressman Henry Waxman says Dole is wrong, quoting Waxman, dead wrong. Dole's congressional record shows consistent support for the tobacco industry. His campaigns have benefited from thousands of dollars in tobacco company contributions.
They're in a legal business, and am I supposed to tell somebody who's in a legal business that you can't contribute to my campaign?
That's right. Dole says some people think milk is bad for you, and you don't see the government trying to regulate milk. The White House, meanwhile, is focusing today on hard liquor. The Clinton administration's urging the liquor industry to keep its 50-year-long voluntary ban on television advertising. Seagram started advertising one of its products on a TV station in Texas. Some of our top scientists are sounding more optimistic about eliminating the AIDS virus from people who already have it. At a conference here in Washington, researchers say they're encouraged by recent clinical tests. In these tests, tens of thousands of infected patients appear to have no detectable signs of the virus after trying new and old treatments combined. The researchers say it appears that treating patients early with a mixture of drugs can reduce the virus to a level your body's immune system can handle. The Freeman may have surrendered yesterday, but now that they're in court, they are no less defiant. One defendant repeatedly tried to argue the law with a magistrate today and then pointed to the American flag and said, "That's not my flag." The magistrate ended the discussion by telling the man, "My brother died for that flag." Another defendant, who said the government has no authority over him, rose from his seat at one point and was quickly surrounded by 5 U.S. Marshals. The stock market finished lower today. The Dow Jones lost 8.5 points. Losers led gainers by over 6-5. The S&P was down 2 points. NASDAQ fell 12.5. The Dow lost over 48 points on the week. Ah, the sounds of summer. Children playing, ice cream, trucks tinkling. Coming up, a word about the efforts to stop all that racket. After sports, next. This Buzzcast brought to you by the Washington Golf Center. You're listening to the Don and Mike Show. In sports, as expected, Cowboys wide receiver Michael Irvin's been re-indicted on drug charges by a Dallas County grand jury. Irvin and 2 others face felony charges of cocaine possession and a misdemeanor charge of marijuana possession. The 2 others are topless dancers. The original indictment was thrown out when it was discovered that a member of the first grand jury didn't actually live in Dallas County. A Florida jury this morning convicted Seattle wide receiver Brian Blades of manslaughter in the shooting death of his cousin last July, but less than an hour later, the judge told both sides in the case that a juror wants to change her vote and the verdict. Blades faces up to 10 years in prison. After getting a wake-up call in Game 4, the Bulls take the court again tonight against the Supersonics in Seattle. Chicago leads the best-of-7 NBA Finals, 3-1. A world record's on the line for Cal Ripken tonight. The man who holds the Major League record for most consecutive games will pass Japan's Sakio Kinugasa when he takes the field for the Orioles tonight in Kansas City. Kinugasa played in 2,215 consecutive games. Ripken broke Lou Gehrig's consecutive game streak last season. Finally, as you begin to doze off around the swimming pool, you're suddenly awakened by the words that tell you it's summer and that the kids are out of school. The words are Marco Polo, Most people love summer and kids, but not everybody. Dateline Milwaukee, Wisconsin, right in the heart of dairy country, some Milwaukee city officials are talking about outlawing the music from ice cream trucks, at least while the trucks are standing still. The city council member who's behind the proposal says he's not a curmudgeon, but he says that piercing, scratchy music rattles the nerves, and he says he's heard this complaint from other people as well. On the other side of the issue is Rodney Jensen, who runs a fleet of ice cream trucks there. He says the proposal, if adopted, could cost him nearly a third of his business. And besides, he says it wouldn't be summer without ice cream truck music. And in Myersville, Maryland, a neighbor is complaining about the noise coming from the business next door. The business next door is a daycare center. And the noise is the sound of children playing. The neighbor even got a gizmo to measure the noise and found it to be 80 decibels. That's about 20 decibels louder than a noisy office. And it's loud enough to break the local noise ordinance. Maryland state officials are trying to work this out without a lot of ugliness. In the meantime, the neighbor says the noise is keeping him from enjoying his backyard. It is, after all, summer, and who wants the sound of happy, laughing children playing to screw that up? I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Nuz. You bet. Okay, let's make another love connection. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, here we go. Remember the manly plumber. Here she is.
Sure.
Hi there.
Hello.
All right, Josephine, let's find you a winner. Pick a number between 1 and 12, please.
9.
Number 9. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
My number 100.
Yes. Yes, on line number 9, your call 100. What's your name?
Adam.
Hi, Adam. Thank you for listening. Where are you calling from?
Baltimore.
How old are you, Adam?
30.
What do you do?
I'm a truck mechanic.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
Emilio Estevez.
Hey, no hesitation there. We got an Emilio Estevez looking like. Emilio Estevez, say hello to a more muscular...
Mary Elizabeth Mastriantonio. No, okay. a Mary Stuart Masterson.
That's it. Hi.
How you doing, Mary Stuart?
No, my name's Elena.
You know Elena?
Elena. Elena and Adam, they're hitting it off right away.
Let's hear some conversation. Let's hear some of that intimate chit chat to find out if you two have any kind of kinetic energies together.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Fine.
You're from Salisbury?
Yeah, I'm from Salisbury. Well, I'm from Baltimore, but I live in Salisbury and I work in Ocean City.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. I live in Baltimore.
Yeah, originally from Baltimore. My grandparents live out in, like, near Pigtown and all that, and off of Washington Boulevard.
How'd you like to spend 3 hours on a bus with these two?
Hey, well, your drains will work and your truck will run.
Is that it? They're done talking?
Are you guys done?
Is that it? Are you done?
Yeah.
I guess so.
That's it. Well.
Hey, lots more coming up, though. Lots more great chatter on the bus.
Hold on, kids. And did one of them hang up?
Sounds like it.
I didn't.
Adam?
Oh, sorry.
Elena, bad news for you. You lost Adam.
Hold on. I bet you we'll find another guy. Hold on a second. Oh, goodness.
All right.
Now, Elena, are you still there?
I'm here.
Pick another number between 1 and 12.
I'll pick mine again.
You want that same one again?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay. Hello.
Speak to us.
I wanted to see if I could get on the married party bus.
Elena, you might want to pick another number besides number 9.
Hey, number 3.
Okay.
Number 3.
Hold on a second.
All right, waiting for Elena's special someone.
All right.
All right, here we go.
I'm trying to figure out how to get the phones turned off here. Hold on.
Is it broken again?
Got it. All right, Elena, line number 3. Here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I would love to go on the Kings Dominion bus trip.
Are you single?
No.
Okay.
Unfortunately, but we are so psyched if we can go. We're huge fans.
All right, we'll let you go on the bus, but right now we're looking for somebody for the plumber.
Oh.
For the very muscular plumber.
Yeah, well, you know, not really into that.
Okay.
We were just hoping.
Gotcha. What's your name?
My name is Jennifer.
And Jennifer, what's your husband's name?
Scott.
How long have you been married? Who are the celebrities you two most resemble?
Okay, we have been married for 8 months, and I resemble Kim Basinger, and my husband looks like Andre Agassi.
Wow. All right.
So you were the, I guess he'd be the big winner in that relationship.
He's the big, no question.
He would be the winner. Okay, hold on. You're on the married bus.
Great. Thank you so much.
Listen, my plumber, are you still there?
Yeah.
No. All right, darling. Pick another number, please.
1.
Number 1.
Oh, Elena, don't get discouraged. We're going to find someone for you.
We'll find a guy, Elena. All right, line number 1. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello. How you doing?
Do plumbers turn you on?
Do plumbers turn me on?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, as long as they're fiddling with my plumbing.
Hey, well, that's the right
answer.
We
got a smart guy. That's good.
What's your name?
Matt.
Hi, Matt. Where are you from?
I'm from Herndon, Virginia.
Matt, you are going on the trip.
Hot dog.
Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble, Matt?
You are not Prince Andrew.
Prince Andrew.
Wow.
All right, I like this.
Prince Andrew, you and the plumber will be going to King's Dominion together. You'll be on the swinging singles bus with Scotty the Dwarf, and that's on Monday.
Great.
Are you going to talk to each other now? Elena, would you, would you like to say hi to Matt?
Hello, Matt.
Hello, Elena. How you doing?
Fine.
Who do you work for?
I work for PE Pool.
Oh, okay. So what are we going to be doing when we get down there? What kind of plumbing will we be working on?
Oh, God, Matt.
All right, this guy's an operator.
I'm going to get to the bathroom and fix the toilet if it's messed up.
Oh, she's gonna fix toilets with Matthew.
Oh, God. I can't think of anything more romantic.
Well, it's exit only over there.
Prince Andrew and a muscular Mary Stuart Masterson working on toilets.
Hold on, kids. Hold on. Gosh, if only there was a way we could change our plans so we could go to King's Dominion
yeah,
2 on Monday.
Sure? John, there's still time.
If only we could. Sorry, fellas.
Okay.
Sorry. Go talk to the boss.
There just is no way.
Quick break. We'll be right back. We got a lot of stuff to cram into the next 45 minutes. I have to do my Seattle Supersonics dance in my dress. I'll do that next. Mm-hmm. Then we'll talk to Remy Martsky about the Bulls and about the Sonics tonight and Nuz with news and another touch note. So stay right there. We'll be right back.
Radio Gods. Don and Mike.
Hello, I'm Don.
And I am Mike.
And we are here to talk to you about Barilla Pesta. You know, Mike, the Barilla family's been creating exceptional pesta for 118 years. In fact, it's the pesta Italians prefer over the next 10 leading brands.
That's because it's made from only 100% pure durum wheat semolina that has taken the Barilla family four generations to perfect.
You must experience its golden color, its smooth, silky texture.
And when cooked, Barilla never sticks. But clumps.
And that's the reason Italians love Barilla so much, Mike. Because it's made to always cook up al dente. The only way that Italians eat pasta. It always cooks up to just the perfect texture. It's full-bodied. It literally stands up to sauce.
Chances are, if you eat in fine Italian restaurants, you may have already tried Barilla pasta. That's because Barilla is also available at leading Italian restaurants throughout America.
Fortunately, you don't have to go to Italy or even to a restaurant to get Barilla pasta. It's now available right here in the U.S. of A. at a store near you.
If you don't see it, ask the store manager for Barilla pasta.
Barilla. That's spelled B-A-R-I-L-L-A. See why Italians have made Barilla pasta number one.
It's 6:20. Now here's Sherry Licker. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Don and Mike. I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
Don Geronimo and Mike. WJFK.
And we will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know our names are Don and Mike.
Bam, 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 bam. Thank you for listening. Don Geronimo, Michael O'Mara, Coast to Coast Station 5 PFS, with Von Entertainment News and Channel Check. Have a great weekend in Cleveland, Ohio. We're listening to us on WERE in Sewer City, Iowa. That's what we heard they call it there, Sioux City.
Yeah, we didn't say that. They did.
Magic 99.5 FM, KKMA. And thank you for listening in Tampa Bay, Florida. 1010 Talks, WQYK. Oh, we have one more pair of tickets available for the bus trip to King's Dominion.
All right.
One more love connection to make. Our married bus is full.
Mm-hmm.
We have one more swinging single connection to make. We'll do that in this hour. Also talk to Remy Martsky from USA Today. Another look at news with Nuz Nurnank.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm ready to get this ridiculous Bulls Sonics thing done with. Would somebody bring me my dress, please?
Rick McClure is in the building. He is the individual you bet with, yep. And you have your lyrics written down for your song, and you're prepared to sing and dance.
I'm going to ad-lib
okay.
A song about the Seattle Supersonics. We've put our collective heads together. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now,
there's the dress.
Now, would it be okay? Can I just throw this on over my clothes, or do I actually have to take off
my
pants?
It is fine with me.
Hey, Rick. Where's he at?
Where is he?
He's doing a spot.
Oh, he's doing a commercial.
Oh, let's listen.
No, I just turned it on. I don't hear him. Is the microphone light on? Go in there. Interrupt him. Come on. We're in the middle of the show.
Come on. Let's go. Preparation.
Fellas. No wire hangers ever.
Quitter.
What's wire hangers doing in this studio?
Christopher Christina, damn it.
All right. Here comes Rick McClure now.
There he is.
Ready to receive his payoff now.
Well, how about over to the microphone, Rick, where we have guests on the show right there. There you go.
Here's Rick. Now, Rick, what is your job here at the station for those who don't know you?
I'm just a fall guy for a lot of the... I do production, and I also engineer the Grease Man show.
All right. Now, what I'm going to do is throw this dress on.
Yeah, duh. You might want to stand up to get a better view. You can lift the microphone up there, and there you go.
Has Sherry been using this mic?
Yes, she has. No. Yes.
I'm going to need somebody to zip me up, please. Mm-hmm.
Charles, would you zip Mr. Geronimo up into his dress?
As you can see, this is a beautiful number, which I proudly wore on Halloween.
Wow. Those yellow stains in them.
When you get adjust the doily on your right
doily.
Side. There you doily. Go.
Right there. It's like a shoulder pad.
That's your mic cord. That's your mic. What is
No, this is a shoulder pad.
Phil Jackson shoulder pad.
It's a shoulder pad. Now, as we mentioned, I foolishly started this whole thing with Rick McClure.
Right.
Rick is a wonderful guy who I think I have a pretty good relationship with. We talk about sports and women and all the things the guys talk about.
Right.
And one day he's having a conversation with somebody else about Utah versus Seattle.
Yep.
I had came by and said, oh, Utah's going to kill Seattle. And, of course, Seattle killed Utah.
Uh-huh.
Then we get to the finals, and he's talking again about how he loves the Seattle Supersonics. And I said, hey, you're such a chump because the Bulls are going to win in four.
Right.
And he didn't approach me about this bet.
No, you were the antagonist here.
I'm the instigator. I'm the guy that started it. I was so positive I was going to win. I said, loser has to come in and wear a dress and sing a little song about the other guy's team if the Bulls don't sweep in four. Well, of course, what do? The other night, they lose. They lose by 20 points.
Yeah, they got beaten badly, and it was a good night for you, Rick?
Well, they got beat by 21 points. In fact, the first half, 21 points. Third quarter, 21 points. And the end of the game, 21 points. It was a clean sweep, man. 21 points. Never looked back.
I'm just getting so dreamy in this dress. You're actually really looking forward to this. And as I told you before, and Rick, I'll tell you this too, I think the fact that Don is dancing and singing about the Sonics being so great is tremendous karma for the Bulls tonight, who probably will have a handy victory.
That's right, Mike. He feels comfortable in that dress. He looks comfortable.
Now, would you rather have me sing to this song, which is the theme... All right, I can sing to that.
Some disco stuff, man.
Well, all right.
You like disco.
Oh, disco. Right. Okay. Rob A. has some disco stuff in his collection back
there. How about if I do something like this? One of these dumb songs that they play when they bring the teams out?
There you go. That's it.
All right, now this is going to be a little...